for CRI News. This is Shane Bigham. The Chinese State Council on Wednesday said that it would step up efforts to expand employment. In a statement, Premier Li Keqiang said China should encourage entrepreneurship and innovation to create jobs and help key groups such as college graduates find employment opportunities. The State Council also decided to establish more pilot zones for cross-border e-commerce in cities with development potential. China already has 13 pilot zones for cross-border e-commerce in cities including Hangzhou, Shanghai, and Tianjin, where new models for technical standards, business procedures, and regulations are implemented. Chinese Vice Premier Zhang Gaoli and his Russian counterpart, Arkady Dvorkovich, agreed to expand energy cooperation between the two countries. Zhang and Dvorkovich made the remarks when co-chairing the 14th annual meeting of the China-Russia Energy Cooperation Committee. Zhang said the energy cooperation between the two countries had a steady development, and Russia has become the biggest exporter of crude oil and electricity to China. He said both sides had jointly promoted projects, including the East Route Gas Pipeline Project and the Yamal Liquefied Natural Gas Project. Dvorkovich said Russia is willing to work with China to push cooperation in energy and other areas to yield more results in bilateral trade and investment. Chinese President Xi Jinping's expressed condolences to his Mexican counterpart, Enrique Peña Nieto, over a strong earthquake that hit central Mexico. Rescuers in Mexico are working against time to save people trapped in earthquake debris. There have been 230 confirmed deaths so far. Meanwhile, Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Liu Kang on Wednesday confirmed that several Chinese people were trapped and one was injured in the earthquake zone of Mexico. President Nieto decreed 3 days of national mourning to begin on Wednesday for the victims. The speed of China's new generation bullet trains has been increased significantly as of today. The Fuxing trains, running between Beijing and Shanghai, are now running at 350 kilometers per hour, cutting the travel time between the two cities to 4.5 hours. The increase in speed comes as China's expecting a tourism boom for the upcoming National Day and mid-autumn festival holidays in early October. Hurricane Maria has weakened slightly to Category 3 after crashing across the U.S. territory of Puerto Rico. Governor Ricardo Rosello said Maria has severely damaged local infrastructure, with authorities confirming that all of Puerto Rico has lost power. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says the storm has started to move away from the island as its center moves offshore of the island's northwest coast. Little change in strength is forecast over the next 48 hours. U.S. President Donald Trump says he's made a decision over the fate of the 2015 Iran nuclear deal. Trump's made the statement while talking to reporters on the sidelines of the U.N. General Assembly. However, he's declined to share more details. Trump had said earlier that he would announce the decision next month. Under U.S. law, the State Department's required to recertify Iran's compliance with the nuclear deal in the U.S. Congress every 90 days. So far, the Trump administration's recertified Iran's compliance with the deal twice, and the next deadline for recertification is October 15th. Trump reportedly clashed with his national security team members on whether or not he should recertify Iran's compliance in July. Soon after the second recertification, Trump said that he personally would expect Iran to be declared non-compliant in October. Iran was a major target in Trump's first speech made at the UN General Assembly on Tuesday, in which he called the Iran nuclear deal an embarrassment to the United States. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani on Wednesday called Trump's speech ignorant and spiteful. Iran and six world powers, including China, reached an agreement in July of 2015 to curb Iran's nuclear development in return for the lifting of international sanctions. A major heat wave is forecast for the weekend in Australia, with expectations that temperatures might reach 40 degrees Celsius on Saturday in some parts of that country. That would set a record for the month of September in the nation. The extreme heat conditions are being brought by a high-pressure system that's been building on the east coast of Australia. Meteorological authorities in the country are also predicting temperatures will soar above historical averages during the Australian spring, which happens during autumn in the northern hemisphere. The forecast comes on the heels of the driest ever winter in Australia's eastern states of New South Wales and Queensland. Authorities are warning of increased risk of bushfires over the weekend as temperatures are set to soar. Chinese bike-sharing giant Mobike has announced its entry into the U.S. market after launching its service in the country's capital. The silver and orange dockless bikes are set to be deployed in downtown Washington, D.C. This makes the U.S. Mobike's seventh foreign market. Before entering the U.S., Mobike partnered with telecom giants AT&T and Qualcomm to better serve local riders. For CRI News, this is